The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own, unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we have the great honor of administering First Holy Communion to five children, five of our young parishioners. When we first become disciples of Christ in baptism, we become members of his body. We become his flock, and he is the shepherd who guides us, as we spoke about last week. He guides us, he feeds us, he protects us or guards us, because he wants to protect our life spiritually so that we remain in spiritual communion with him. And so without the grace of Christ, we are not in communion with him. We are not in his friendship. And so the grace unites us to Christ in a special way. In the four Gospels, Jesus uses different images, different metaphors and sayings and parables, stories. He draws from commerce, from agriculture, from nature, from family life, in order to show us how we are called to be in right relationship, in friendship with God and with each other. And so he uses different kinds of images and metaphors and so forth to kind of help us to understand how we're called to be in union with each other. As I said, today in the gospel, he emphasizes this communion, this friendship in him. He uses this image of the vine and the branches. He is the vine. We are the branches. And we cannot bear fruit. We would not even be alive spiritually if we were not on the vine as branches. And so grace brings us into that communion, that friendship with Christ and with each other. And what we hear in the preaching of Jesus is not only that the friendship, the union with Christ is important, but also the maturation, the growth. And Jesus says in many different ways how we're called to grow intellectually, spiritually, morally, above and beyond our physical growth as human beings. We're supposed to grow in other ways. St. Thomas Aquinas tells us that we become alive in Christ supernaturally by the grace that Christ merited for us. We acquire a new nature. As St. Paul says, as St. Peter says in the scriptures, we are recreated in the image of Christ. And so each of you, the five who are receiving First Holy Communion today, you bear the image of Christ in your soul. You have been recreated. You've received a new nature. And that new nature, that nature that bears the image of Christ, it can only be sustained spiritually by one food. And that food that is made for our new nature, the nature we receive in baptism, that food is the Eucharist. If we don't receive the Eucharist, then what happens when we don't eat? If we use the metaphor of the analogy of if we don't eat, you know, healthy food, if we don't drink water and other liquids, we're going to become weak, right? We become weak when we don't feed on the kinds of healthy foods that our body, our physical body, needs. Well, St. Thomas applies that same kind of analogy. He applies it to our spiritual nature, is that because we have a new nature in Christ, we're new creatures, we need a particular kind of food that nourishes us supernaturally, spiritually. And so if we don't take the Eucharist, we become weaker and weaker and weaker, to the point where we can't really carry out the kinds of things that God wants us to carry out as His disciples. Living the life of virtue, being good to our parents, above all, loving God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. We don't have the strength. We don't have the nourishment to do all those things and many more if we do not feed on the Eucharist regularly. And so the new nature needs a new kind of food. And Jesus reminds us that without Him, we can't do anything, not anything good. And so He says, remain in me as I remain in you. So this special time where you all will receive your first Holy Communion, it's a special time of communion with Christ, who is the bread from heaven, who gives us the nourishment that we need in order to become saints, in order to live out the fullness of Catholic faith and morals. If you could never receive the Eucharist, if you deprived yourself of the Eucharist, you would not have the capacity to fully live out your discipleship. And so this is a special time. I want to reflect on the first reading. I think it's really important, a message, is that we see St. Paul, after having been converted by Christ on the road to Damascus, he begins trying to build communion and friendship with the different Christian communities, the different Christian churches. And what does he encounter? Oh, they're afraid of him. They don't want anything to do with St. Paul. You know, and they're kind of shunning him, because they remember when he had the authority from the chief priests, the Pharisees, the scribes, who instructed him, go arrest all these wayward Jewish people. He's referring first and foremost to the first Christians who were Jewish. Go arrest them. We don't want them preaching the name of Jesus. And he was arresting them. He was persecuting them. And Jesus asked him on the road to Damascus, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Because he was persecuting the early church. So now he has a conversion and he's trying to build a friendship, a communion with these people, and they're rejecting him because they remember his past. They remember his sinfulness, the bad things that he did. Saint Stephen was stoned at the feet of Saint Paul. They remember all this. And now this man is preaching Jesus Christ. He's preaching the gospel. You understand why they're suspicious about him, why they really are questioning, doubting if he's really a disciple of Christ because of everything that he did from his past. The Eucharist will give us the grace to be able to embrace people with all of their brokenness. The brokenness that they bring from their past, the brokenness they bring from their present. The Eucharist gives us the grace to be able to embrace these people in all their brokenness. Pope Benedict the 16th once said that in order to be a Eucharistic people, In other words, to receive Christ in our hearts, we have to be able to go forth and reveal Him, communicate Him to the people of God. Otherwise, the community is fragmented, broken. And so we're called to bring Christ to others. Now, eventually, we know that the people eventually accepted St. Paul. They saw the authenticity of his conversion. What I want to say to these first holy communicants is that as you nourish your soul with the body, the blood, the soul, and divinity of Christ, beginning today, you're going to encounter challenges. Sometimes there are going to be people who mistreat you. Sometimes they're going to be your peers. Sometimes they're going to be family members. Sometimes they're going to be strangers or people in school. And they're going to call you names. They're going to maybe exclude you. They're going to do things that hurt you. And the Eucharist will give you the nourishment, the strength, to be able to approach these people with the compassion and the mercy of Christ. So the new nature needs a new kind of food in order to truly live out fully our discipleship here. I'm going to ask this question to all of the first holy communicants. Raise your hand if you want to become a saint someday. For all the people who are going to receive first holy communion, raise your hand if you want to be a saint. I know I want to be a saint. So in order for you to be a saint, it's going to be important for you to come to Mass every Sunday. Every Sunday. It means that you put God first. That when you nourish your soul with Jesus Christ, you do this in order to bring Him to others. To bring Him to your brothers and sisters. To bring Him to your parents, to your grandparents. To bring Him to the people in your life. This is what it means to truly be a Eucharistic people, to bring Christ to others. And so today, on this special day in which I, as a priest, have the great honor of giving you First Holy Communion, I want you to remember that Christ is calling you to holiness. He's calling you to holiness to remember that this Eucharist is going to give you the grace to show mercy, to show compassion, forgiveness to the people around you. Because if you don't receive that grace in the Eucharist, you won't have the capacity to be able to be like Christ. I want to briefly tell you just a brief story. It's only going to take 1 minute, 2 minutes. Back in 1978, when I was on the day of my first Holy Communion, I was sitting down with my family. All the first Holy Communicants were up in front in the first rows. But I didn't want to sit with them. I was sitting way in the back with my family. And you might ask yourself, why was I not sitting with the other first holy communicants? Well, because about 2 weeks before, our sisters who were from Spain, they were our teachers. And one of my Spanish teachers, she blamed me for something that another child did. And I was punished for it. And I didn't do it. I was innocent. And she later on found out that she was wrong. And she came and asked me for forgiveness in the 2 weeks leading up to First Holy Communion, and I would not forgive her. I said, no, I'm not forgiving you. And right before Mass was about to start, she came to my family, and she asked me, will you please forgive me? I'm sorry for blaming you for something that you did not do. I'm asking you for your forgiveness so that you can make your first Holy Communion. And so I finally said, I forgive you, sister. And I went up. She took me up to go sit with my classmates. And so I thank God for the grace to be able to forgive her that day. I say this story to you because sometimes God is going to be calling you to forgive people who hurt you. And it's not easy. Sometimes we get upset with people. Sometimes we're hurt. But God is calling us always to be merciful, and we need the Eucharist to be able to do that on a consistent basis. So God bless you all, and know that you're in my prayers.